Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, we have successfully birthed a renaissance of divine love on this planet. Now, through the unprecedented solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love, which are flowing into the mental and emotional strata of earth, every single person's I Am presence is initiating the process of transforming our carbon-based bodies into crystalline-based solar light bodies of infinite perfection. This is a critical factor in our ascension process. Now, day by day, more and more people are beginning to awaken, and this is inspiring them to lift their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to increase on earth. When our consciousness is raised and the light of God increases in our lives, we really begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of all life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We then know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are one and that there's no such thing as us and them. Today we're going to discuss the greatest need of the hour and what humanity needs to do in order to heal the polarization that is existing that's causing so much pain and suffering all over the world. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life. And we will work together to heal the maladies that are not only manifesting in your life, but that are manifesting for all life on this planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now, experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. And as you know and understand at new and deeper levels, the love of God is lifting you up. And as you are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information that we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but often challenging times on earth. So as we proceed, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today we're going to talk about the divine alchemy of transforming our bodies and what is occurring on this planet now that our new renaissance of divine love is beginning to filter into the mental and emotional strata of Earth and the hearts and minds of humanity. Through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, we have successfully birthed a renaissance of divine love on this planet. Now, through the unprecedented solar frequencies of divine love, which are flowing into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, every person's I Am presence is working toward this divine alchemy. this very moment, there is this alchemy occurring within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of each and every one of us. This divine alchemy is occurring at an atomic, cellular level, not only within humanity's bodies, but within the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Mother Earth as well. It's hard for us to fathom what the success of this phase of the divine plan will mean for humanity. But the beings of light said that it will enable us to reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace. These effects include the aging of our physical bodies, disease, degeneration, mental and emotional illness, and even death as we know it now. These effects also include poverty, lack, and limitation of every kind. They include inclement weather conditions, plagues, famines, and pestilence, all of which have perpetuated the maladies of war, greed, and the abuse of power and immeasurable pain and suffering that humanity has experienced through these lower human ego consciousness for both humanity and Mother Earth. The prophets of old told us about a future day on a new earth when there would be no such thing as poverty, war, disease, aging, or any of the other gross mutations that humanity miscreated, either deliberately or inadvertently, after our fall from grace. What they did not tell us, however, was how this transformation would occur. That is because the process involved was beyond the comprehension of their third-dimensional finite minds. Consequently, people began to surmise how Earth's miraculous transformation would occur. And because we had been manipulated by our human egos into believing that we were worthless sinners and worms in the dust, we came to the erroneous conclusion that the only way such an event could happen is if someone came and saved us. The problem with that theory is that humanity created the maladies that are existing on Earth through the misuse of our creative faculties of thought and feeling and our gift of free will. Therefore, we alone are responsible for transmuting those human miscreations back into light. Not even our Father, Mother, God will interfere with our free will choices. There have been wondrous adepts and avatars who have come age after age to show us the path of divine love that will lead us through this transformational process. But no one can do this for us. The entire company of heaven is standing in readiness now, awaiting the opportunity to help us. But they cannot intervene without our permission. But once we make the heart call and ask for their assistance, the floodgates of heaven open, and the beings of light have been granted permission by our Father, Mother, God to amplify our efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Now, as we move toward the quantum shifts up this spiral of evolution, that will take place December 12th, 2012, on 12-12-12, a day that's celebrated in the outer world as the day of the Virgin of Guadalupe, the divine influx of our Mother God, and also December 21st, 2012, the December solstice, a moment in time when the Earth will align with the galactic core of the Milky Way. This is the time referred to as the completion of the 5,125-year cycle of the Mayan calendar. There will be a tremendous influx of light on those 2 days that will move us further up the spiral of evolution. And the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are revealing to us the greatest need of the hour, what you and I and the rest of humanity can do to assist all creation during those important days. The divine plan is that now, since a renaissance of divine love has been birthed on Earth, we have the potential of ascending into frequencies of the fifth dimension that will transcend our human miscreations. This means that with the influx of light that will occur during those celestial alignments in December, the Earth and all life evolving upon her have the capability of transforming our physical realities much, much sooner than what seems possible from outer appearances. The Company of Heaven said the key to this greatly accelerated transfiguration involves two things. The first is humanity's willingness to consciously and deliberately participate in the divine alchemy of transforming our carbon-based cells into the crystalline-based cells of our solar light bodies. The second thing we have accomplished is more complicated. That critical facet of the divine plan involves assisting Mother Earth with the divine alchemy of transforming her carbon-based cells into the crystalline-based cells of her solar-like bodies. That's the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata that we all abide in on this planet. This can only be accomplished by healing the schism that still exists to some degree between humanity and the elemental kingdom. We've talked many times about the fact that there are three life waves evolving on this planet. There's the human kingdom that we're part of, the sons and daughters of God. There's the angelic kingdom, the beloved messengers of God that we're also very aware of. And there is also the elemental kingdom. The elemental kingdom is the divine intelligence within the primal light substance that forms the earth, air, water, fire, and ether elements that make up all physical matter, including our four earthly bodies and those of Mother Earth. Most of humanity does not even realize that there's such a thing as divine intelligence in matter. In fact, millions of people are still functioning with a distorted belief that our fragmented and fear-based human egos conjured up. That is the belief that the Earth is an inanimate object that is to be used and abused as humanity chooses. The deadly problem with that belief is that nothing could be farther from the truth. All over the world, we are painfully experiencing the results of that kind of erroneous thinking. All we have to do is observe the dramatic events taking place involving the weather, such as pollution, droughts, famines, earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, tsunamis, floods, typhoons, and all other expressions of inclement weather that are wreaking havoc in people's lives. The elemental kingdom is responsible for outpicturing humanity's thoughts, our feelings, our words, actions, beliefs, and even our behavior patterns in the physical world of form. The divine intent of this selfless service is to allow us to experience in a very tangible way the results of what we are co-creating. Our purpose and reason for being in the physical plane of Earth is to learn how to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling and our gift of free will to co-create new, previously unknown expressions of divinity in the physical plane, expanding the kingdom of heaven on earth. So by seeing what we are creating, it means that occurring on earth at this time, in relation to the elements, the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of earth outpicture those thoughts and feelings. What this means is that the things occurring on the planet through the elements are merely a reflection of humanity's consciousness. Now, the good news and the hopeful news is that since that is the case, since the difficult inclement weather conditions and things we are experiencing in our life at this time is a result of what we have created through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. It means very clearly that you and I and the rest of humanity have the ability to change the negative things that are occurring on Earth. This can be easily accomplished by changing what we are co-creating through our thoughts, feelings, words, actions, beliefs, and behavior patterns. In other words, by raising our consciousness. Since the time is short and the need is very great, the Company of Heaven is asking embodied humanity to redouble our efforts and to intensify our light work to help us remember the sacred knowledge we all clearly understood prior to this embodiment. The beings of light have compiled a complex overview of just how humanity lost awareness of the elemental kingdom and what we must do now to heal our relationship with those divine intelligent beings. In this amazing overview, they also reveal the incredible divine intervention that has taken place over the past few decades in order to remind awakening humanity about these beings who have so selflessly volunteered to assist us in learning to be co-creators during our earthly sojourn. The Company of Heaven also clearly reveals the profound truth that our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection cannot occur without humanity's cooperation with the elemental kingdom. The beings of light are also giving us powerful visualizations and activities of light that will allow us to consciously and deliberately participate in the divine alchemy of transforming our carbon-based cells into the crystalline-based cells of our solar light bodies. All of this information is flowing into the mental and emotional strata of Earth and is readily available to anyone who is willing to lift up in consciousness and listen to his or her heart. Ask your I Am presence to reveal to you your part of this divine plan and respond according to your heart's call. In addition to our individual endeavors in this exceptionally important facet of the divine plan, we are being asked to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers around the world who are so buried in the painful circumstances of their lives that they cannot raise their heads above the negativity enough to perceive the urgency of the hour or the need to invoke the light for themselves. The wonderful thing about volunteering to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity is that there is no separation. Consequently, every call we make for our sisters and brothers affects our own lives in powerful and positive ways. As we are lifted up, they are lifted up. And as they are lifted up, we are lifted up. This is truly a win-win situation of the greatest magnitude. For more than 40 years, the legions of light in the realms of Illumined Truth have asked those of us associated with the New Age study of humanity's purpose to document for the benefit of all humanity the information that has been given to us from on high. And we have made this information freely available to anyone who is interested through decades of free classes and myriad meditation groups. We have also shared this information without charge through our website, our monthly email newsletters, free seminars, and weekly radio programs, through webinars, teleseminars, and YouTube presentations. Then, in addition to all of these things that we offer for free, the beings of light every now and then ask us to also produce CDs, DVDs, books, MP3s, and celestial art that will help people to add to the light of the world in additional ways. The beings of light explain that the reason for this is that the advantage of thousands of people listening to the same CD and invoking in exactly the same way every time the powerful tools, visualizations, information, meditations, and affirmations they have given to humanity. The thought forms being invoked build in momentum quickly and exponentially. Of course, our individual invocations are also very powerful. But if thousands of people are doing their own thing, and each one giving a different variation of the invocations, the thought forms change every time, and they are not able to build in momentum as quickly, as powerfully, or as effectively. For this reason, the beings of light have asked us to bring forth a new frequency of vibration through a set of CDs. The first CD contains the amazing overview from the beings of light that is designed to help us remember the sacred knowledge of just how humanity lost awareness of the elemental kingdom and what we must do now to heal our relationship with these selfless servants of humanity and our Father, Mother, God. This CD also addresses the critical facet of the divine plan that is necessary in order for us to assist Mother Earth with the divine alchemy of transforming her carbon-based cells into the crystalline-based cells of her solid-like body. In addition, it reveals amazing divine intervention that has taken place up to this point to heal the schism between humanity and the elemental kingdom. Then we've been asked to produce a second CD, which contains very powerful invocations, meditations, visualizations, and other activities of light that will help each of us to consciously and deliberately participate in the divine alchemy of transforming our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional carbon-based cells into the crystalline-based solar light cells of our solar-like bodies. As we God victoriously accomplish this facet of the divine plan for ourselves, we will simultaneously assist the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to do this for themselves in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Because of the importance of this phase of the divine plan, the beings of light asked me to record these two CDs on June 5th, 2012, during the last phase of the Venus transit. I did just that with the divine intention of encoding the powerful frequencies of divine love from the Venus transit into every word recorded on the CDs. The Company of Heaven asked us to make these CDs available after the successful birthing of our renaissance of divine love. That way, the I Am presence of every person on earth would be ready and capable of integrating the influx of light from these powerful tools and information encoded on the CDs. If you have the heart call to serve as an instrument of God on behalf of all humanity, as well as Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her, these CDs are now available on our website, and you may download them as an MP3, or you can order the physical CDs and we will mail them to you. You may also order the CD by sending in an order form if you would like to print that out. If you have received that on an email, you are on our free monthly newsletter list. If you have not received it and you would like to be on our free monthly email list where we share information from the beings of light for each and every one of you, you may sign up also on our website. Our website is eraofpeace.org. Just go to the website, click on products, and you'll be taken to the Divine Alchemy CDs. Know that every time you listen to these CDs, you will be weaving your magnificent light into the building momentum of these powerful thought forms and exponentially expanding this vitally important facet of the divine plan. In unison with lightworkers around the world, you will clear the way for the awesome events that are destined to take place in December 2012. We will be talking about those events and all of the various ways that we can participate as we move through these important months. There are other things that we can do as well to assist humanity during this critically important time. There's still a lot of misinformation circling about what will happen on December 21st, 2012. Most of it is fear-based and predicting things like cataclysmic earth changes and the end of the world. In truth, we've already entered the initial impulse of the shift of the ages. We began our ascent up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension in November 2003. We've been gradually moving through this process daily and hourly since that time, with accentuated quantum shifts during powerful celestial alignments. That does not mean, however, that 2012 is not a vitally important facet of the unfolding divine plan, because it is. It is very significant. Whenever the collective consciousness of humanity is focused on a particular moment in time, we have a tremendous opportunity to co-create something together. Depending on what we are focusing on, that co-creation can be either something wonderful and beneficial to all life on the planet, or devastating and destructive. To realize that whatever happens during the December solstice in 2012 will be the result of what you and I and every other person on the planet empowers with our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions between now and that cosmic moment. This is why it is so vitally important that daily and hourly we monitor our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and that with every breath we are perpetually adding to the light of the world, especially during this important time in the United States of America, when we are moving toward and through the election period, when there is such incredible polarization, negativity, and separation being perpetuated through the ads and through all of the shifts of consciousness that are taking place. Since we have successfully birthed a renaissance of divine love on Earth, our ability now to quickly manifest the archetypes for the new Earth and our new planetary cause of divine love have been greatly enhanced. Light is infinitely more powerful than fragmented, fear-based consciousness of our human ego, so we have the ability to easily transcend the negativity. But we need to pay attention to the negativity that is surfacing all over the world so that we can invoke the new solar frequencies of the violet flame and transmute those gross mutations and those patterns of negativity back into light. But we must not stay stuck there. We must not empower them with our fears and our thoughts and by verbalizing the negativity over and over again. Once we invoke the violet flame, then we need to take our attention and focus it on what we want to create on the planet instead of that surfacing negativity. One of my favorite quotes from Buckminster Fuller is that in order to change something, we do not try to alter the existing model. Instead, we create a brand new model and make the old one obsolete. This is what we need to do with the existing patterns on Earth that are not working toward the highest good for all life, not the elite few, but all life on this planet. For instance, the banking systems and Wall Street have proven that there is no depth of greed or corruption to which they will not sink. Instead of waiting for people to change who are still being grossly manipulated by their human egos, people with a higher consciousness need to create a new monetary system, a new system of abundance that will make the old ones irrelevant. Instead of waiting for the corporations who are creating the devastating pollution on the planet to all of a sudden develop a reverence for life, people with a higher consciousness need to reach up and tap into the new patterns of our renaissance of divine love, where there are pulsating, viable solutions, new sources of clean energy, new ways of expanding healing, and all of the things on the planet, food distribution and production, that are now available as our planetary cause of divine love and our renaissance of love begins to filter into the hearts and minds of humanity. Our time is at hand. This is our moment. And the key is that we need to face these challenges and co-create new options without falling into the consciousness of us against them. There is no separation. We are one. So we need not to focus on everything that everybody is doing wrong, including all of the politicians. Instead, we need to invoke the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, whether they're involved with the negativity at this time, the banking systems, the corporations, the tremendous agricultural things that are contaminating our food and damaging the environment of Earth. We need to invoke everyone's I Am presence and ask each and every person on the planet the I Am presence of everyone to take command and start bringing these new patterns of our renaissance of divine love that are now filtering through the mental and emotional strata to a conscious level within each one so they can start tapping into the viable solutions for the human miscreations that are causing all of the pain and suffering on this planet. Because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through at this time, lightworkers around the world can help a great deal by using the collective cup of humanity's consciousness focused on December 2012 to expand the new frequencies of transfiguring divine love and the new patterns of perfection for our renaissance of divine love. This will help shift the mass consciousness of humanity by revealing the oneness of all life in new and profound ways through each person's open heart and conscious mind. As the infinite love of God floods into the hearts and minds of unawakened souls, they will be able to raise their heads above the chaos and confusion in their lives. Then they will remember who they are and why they are here, and the truth of their oneness with all life will be reflected in their behavior patterns. Go within and ask the presence of God pulsating in your heart to reveal to you your part of this divine plan. If you feel the heart call to participate, please join with lightworkers from around the world. Weave your radiant light into the chalice of this divine mission and offer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of your brothers and sisters in the family of humanity. Prepare to release the residue of the behavior patterns that no longer serve the highest good as you pave the way for an unprecedented shift of consciousness through the renaissance of divine love. Every day, deliberately use your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions to add to the light of the world. You have been trained for lifetimes to do this. Ask your I Am presence for guidance. Listen to your heart. Trust yourself. You are powerful beyond your knowing. Together, we must heal the polarization. Day by day, more and more people are awakening. This is inspiring them to lift their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness up and allows the light of God to flow more intensely through their hearts and minds. When our consciousness is raised and the light of God increases in our lives, we truly begin to see things with new eyes and we begin to hear things with new ears. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect of allowing us to clearly perceive the oneness of life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. We can't just say, cancel, cancel, and eliminate the past. We have to lift up every particle of life on Earth, no matter how distorted or how negative or how dense the frequency of vibration may be. Then we will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are one and that there is no such thing as us and them. When this reality resonates in the deepest recesses of our hearts, the validity of war becomes impossible to accept. The concept of poverty, greed, corruption, violence, the abuse of power, oppression, hatred, selfishness, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, and every other reflection of our belief in separation become intolerable. Often from our newly awakened state of consciousness, our reflex response is to take a stand against these negative situations and behavior patterns. Unfortunately, this causes us to polarize ourselves against the people involved, which is exactly the wrong response. Anytime we polarize ourselves against a person or a group of people, we motivate them to fight back. This merely widens the abyss between us and causes further separation. Then we attempt to solve the problem by arguing our case and trying to coerce people that we are polarized against into seeing things our way. We can see this happening right now in the political system around the world, but specifically in the United States of America. We share all of our newly acquired insights and try to convince people that their way of thinking and feeling is flawed. And they, in turn, argue from their perspective that our way of thinking is delusional and that we are being duped by unrealistic idealism. Of course, these arguments are futile and only exacerbate the polarization. It's time for all of us to really grasp the fact that people do not know what they do not know. But when a person awakens, his or her consciousness is raised up, and their perception of reality is transformed. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with greater awareness. This shift of consciousness allows the person to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of life at a deeper level. This awakening results in an indisputable inner knowing within the person's heart and mind, and we begin to see how we can work together to co-create new ideas, creating win-win situations through cooperation with ourselves, the elemental kingdom, and the angelic kingdom. When an unawakened person tries to deny or discredit the inner knowing of an awakened person, it is futile. That effort is like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there is no such thing as color in music. The difference in that situation is that the sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music. And in that case, the sighted hearing person would have compassion for the deaf and blind person and would respond to him or her with patience and understanding, love and compassion. Unfortunately, we can't easily tell if someone is awakened or not. So we often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, or that they should understand more than they are capable of understanding. When we expect more from people than they are capable of, we're generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things. This only polarizes us further. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere, and it's a time when humanity is being purged and the negative behavior patterns of our lower human egos are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted. Anything that is reflecting separation and duality, us against them, I'm right and you're wrong, is a human miscreation that's being pushed to the surface. This is a necessary part of our transformation and a cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension into the fifth dimension. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. It seems as though every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of corporate greed, governmental corruption, the atrocities of war, gross imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other things that reflect humanity's fear and a belief in separation and duality. These things have existed for a very long time, but they have not been brought to the attention of the masses as profusely as they are at this time. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming even more vastly polarized over every conceivable aspect of life. They are polarized over the wars, over the economy, taxes, health, health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management, labor, medicine, food, water, air, the environment, and on and on and on ad infinitum. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness ever known. The earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral into higher and higher frequencies of the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection. In order for the earth and humanity to complete this ascension process and for heaven on earth to become a manifest reality, we must heal the polarization, not only amongst humanity, but the polarization between humanity and the elemental kingdom, and the polarization between humanity and the angelic kingdom. Then our renaissance of divine love will be the order of the new day on this planet. Since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of all life, it means that it is up to you and me and the rest of awakening humanity to heal this polarization. This means you and me and every other awakened soul on earth must intensify our invocations of the light. This is our purpose and reason for being an embodiment at this time. This is what we have volunteered to do. And we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. What affects one part of life affects all life. In other words, as I am lifted up in consciousness, all life is lifted up in consciousness with me. Instead of polarizing against everything we disagree with, we need to create a new reality, a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of separation obsolete, a reality that creates win-win situations where we are cooperating with each other, brainstorming and coming up with the viable solutions, the win-win situations that enhance every part of life on Earth. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor daily and hourly as we take the power of our attention away from the illusions of separation that are being pushed to the surface and that we're being bombarded with through the media, and focus our attention instead on our visions of the new heaven and the new earth, and going within, meditating and observing the new patterns of our renaissance of divine love that are filtering into the mental and emotional strata of this planet. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect oneness or reverence for life, we can invoke the light of God into that situation, the new solar frequencies of the violet transmuting flame, and transmute the negativity back into light. Then we can envision the patterns of perfection from our renaissance of divine love, the new behavior patterns, the new expressions of the oneness of all life. Instead of polarizing against our government, for instance, we must invoke the I Am presence of every single person involved who is holding public office at national, state, and local levels, and ask that I Am presence to take command of that person's thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and beliefs. Then we can visualize that public official striving for the highest good of all humanity, cooperating with every other governmental official, working toward the highest good of all concerned, coming up with win-win situations that will bless and benefit all humanity. When greed, selfishness, and the gross imbalances of the distribution of wealth are brought to our attention, we can invoke the I Am presences of all of the people involved in those situations and those activities as well. And we can ask their I Am presence to take command of their heart and mind and to bring to the surface the patterns of perfection for our new renaissance of divine love. Then we can visualize these people responding with integrity, generosity, honesty, compassion, and a willingness to assist those who are less fortunate than themselves, the family of humanity, through the oneness of all life. Whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on, we bring into form. We need to create the vision of what it is that we want life on earth to be like. And we can do that by going within to the divinity of our heart and asking our I Am presence to reveal to us the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love and our newly birthed renaissance of divine love. Then we need to set about creating that new reality through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions tangibly in our own lives, in our communities, in our cities, states, countries, and global planetary family. In addition to empowering the vision of heaven on earth with every thought, word, feeling, action, belief, and behavior pattern we express, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Since all life is interconnected, when we lift into a higher level of consciousness or transmute an aspect of our own human consciousness that no longer serves our highest good, we have the ability of saying what we ask for ourselves, we ask for all life on this planet. Then we can also lift and transmute the collective consciousness and the energies of all humanity as well. As we transmute our own obsolete behavior patterns, we simply ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift their consciousness and to transmute their behavior patterns simultaneously. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. This is not just a lofty platitude or religious rhetoric. This is a profound truth, and it is how the energy, vibration, and consciousness of every particle of life on Earth is transformed. We have the ability to ask our God Self and the God Selves of all humanity, each one's I Am Presence, to join in unison with each other as we co-create the new patterns of perfection, working toward the highest good of all concerned. Then we will be receiving new, viable solutions to the problems that we haven't even dreamed of. Right now, everybody is in their own corner, seeing things through this tunnel vision of their limited perception, feeling this is the only way things can change. And as long as we do that and hold on to that pattern, no progress will be made. But when we see with new eyes and hear with new ears and open to new, previously unknown expressions of light, understanding, seeing new perspectives and seeing things in new ways, we will perceive viable solutions that will add to the bliss, the joy, and the wonder of this transformation. Then, in deep gratitude for our ability to serve life on this sweet earth, we will join together, utilizing the new solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love, our patterns of perfection from our new planetary cause of divine love, and our renaissance of love that has recently been birthed. And we will co-create a new reality on this planet. Between now and the celestial alignments that will take place on December 12, 2012, the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the new millennium, the day dedicated to the Virgin of Guadalupe and the love nature of the feminine aspect of deity, and also the December solstice, December 21st, as we work with this process using the new solar frequencies of the violet flame to transmute the surfacing negativity and reactivating the patterns of perfection for the new heaven and the new earth, we will transform this planet and move up the spiral of evolution in ways that reflect the greatest expectations of heaven. The divine plan for the earth is a living, active, all-powerful force field that will produce perfection if it is not interfered with our human egos. In the heavenly realms, the beings of light work purely and precisely with the greatest forces of cause. Our new renaissance of divine love has been birthed in the realms of cause, and our planetary cause of divine love is now filtering into the hearts and minds of humanity. When the beings of light work with the greatest forces of cause, they know full well that the effects will take care of themselves. Most of us are currently trying to manage the effects in our lives rather than focusing on the cause, which will truly change the situation from within. Trying to change things by focusing on the effects is like trying to change the reflection in the mirror without changing the object that is causing the reflection. It is a futile effort. To ensure the transformation of the interconnections and the interconditions of humanity and the earth, we need to invoke the solar frequencies of transfiguring divine love, focus on these new patterns from the realms of cause, and move forward into the light effortlessly with the unified collective consciousness of every man, woman, and child, and Mother Earth herself. Beloved ones, I thank you with all my heart for the light you are adding to the world. Thank you for your willingness to serve as an instrument of God on behalf of all humanity. If you are interested in purchasing the new CDs, simply go to our website, eraofpeace.org, and click on the products link. This is an opportunity for us to add to the light of the world. Listen to your heart. See if this resonates for you to be an instrument of God for this facet of the divine plan. And together, we have the ability of changing the course of history. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.